I'm certainly honored to have the trust and confidence of members of the House and Senate leadership, both Republican and Democratic members, who have submitted my name to President Obama for consideration for appointment to the position of Comptroller General of the United States, and especially to have strong bipartisan support. In addition to the leadership of the House and Senate, who placed my name on both of their lists, I was humbled by having, I think, 167 House colleagues, including more than 50 Democratic colleagues, sign a letter on my behalf that went out to the president late last week. So that trust that's been placed in me is something I take very seriously by my colleagues.
Congressman, talk to us a little bit about the circumstances around which you you ended up on this list, and was this in fact a position or a an appointment that you actively sought?
I did submit my name for consideration late last summer, and did so after being encouraged by colleagues on both sides of the aisle in the House of Representatives. I think that I have great respect for the work of the Government Accountability Office and the importance of that work, especially to Congress in performing its oversight role of the federal government. And my work for 4 years as chairman of the House Oversight Subcommittee on Government Management, Finance, and Accountability gave me the opportunity to work very closely with numerous officials at GAO, and they were just great partners in more than 50 oversight hearings that I held as chairman of that subcommittee, and I got a chance to see firsthand the not just the importance of what GAO does, but the great personnel at GAO, and to be considered for the position of Comptroller General to lead that agency is one that I'm honored to be considered and would certainly give it my all if nominated by the president for the position.
Congressman, can you tell us a little bit about your background? You've obviously touched on the fact that you've chaired a major subcommittee that has jurisdiction over the Government Accountability Office. Is this a position that is something that grows out of your own personal interest? Is there some other reason why you seek the nomination to this job?
Well, throughout my public service career, both in the State House and now the last 9-plus years in Congress, a very significant focus of my efforts has been on promoting open, accountable, efficient government. Of trying to make sure that the state and federal government were doing right by the American taxpayers who were providing their hard-earned dollars to the government to be spent as Congress and legislature saw fit. And GAO plays a huge role in helping to achieve that goal of open, accountable, and efficient government. And so to now be considered to head this agency, which has a primary focus of those good government principles, is one that I was excited to submit my name for and to now be further considered for. My background, I think there's a number of aspects of my background that would serve me well if given the privilege of serving in the Comptroller General position. I think first and foremost is the fact that I've worked in Congress now for 9-plus years and have developed very strong partnerships and friendships on both sides of the aisle, and understand the important relationship between GAO and Congress, because today a huge portion of GAO's work is on behalf of Congress, and in essence being that investigative audit and evaluation arm of Congress. And that transformation of the many years now of GAO to the type of mission it holds today, I think is been an important transformation, and as we go forward, I think GAO can play an even more critically important role for Congress because of the fiscal challenges facing our nation.
Congressman, what are your thoughts about the two gentlemen who preceded you in this job, Mr. Dodaro, who has been there for just a little bit over a year, but also David Walker, who was as much as a comptroller general can be an activist, he used his position not only for the role that you just described, helping Congress have some sort of an accountability for the money that's spent running the federal government. But he also used the office as a sort of a bully pulpit from which to talk about the growing deficit problem.
I think both individuals are outstanding servants, both of whom have done a great job in their leadership of GAO and in their service to the American people. Over many years of public service, I have nothing but good things to say about both of them, and I do share the belief that David Walker did a good job of not just leading GAO in its more traditional work, but also in using the position of Comptroller General to help raise awareness of the fiscal challenges facing our country, and I think that's something that needs to be done. I think as a partner with the legislative branch, Congress, and the executive branch, and that's one of what I think is one of my strengths is the ability to build upon the existing relationship between Congress and GAO as a member, having served in Congress, but also to really partner closely with the executive branch